Alabama executed a death row inmate last night for the first time in more than 2 years. Christopher Brooks died by lethal injection for the 1992 rape and murder of a Homewood woman. But Alabama's death penalty system is facing new scrutiny after a U.S. Supreme Court decision this month overturning Florida's process. Florida, Alabama, and Delaware are the only states to use what's called judicial override. And it works like this. If a jury convicts a person of a capital offense, the jury then recommends a sentence of life without parole or death.
And then in Alabama, a judge can decide to accept that recommendation or change it.
A judge makes the decision. That's Ashley Cleek. She reported on Alabama's judicial override system for the podcast Life of the Law. She cites numbers from the nonprofit law firm Equal Justice Initiative, which show Alabama judges have imposed the death penalty against the recommendation of a jury at least 101 times since 1981. About 40 current death row inmates received sentences this way. Cleek spoke to a handful of jurors involved in capital murder trials, and some were fine letting the judge make the decision, figuring he or she had more expertise. Not all jurors saw it that way.
You know, they were pretty upset about it. They really felt that their time had been wasted, and they didn't really understand the point of them being there.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the Florida case determined jurors do have a critical role, that a mere recommendation is not enough for the death penalty, and so Florida's system is unconstitutional.
I think every judge that has a capital case in front of her or him right now is not right now focused on this.
LaWanna Davis is a law professor at Samford University. She says the ruling's effect should be felt in Alabama since the state statute is very similar to Florida's. The big question is if the decision applies retroactively, in other words, to inmates already on death row. At a minimum, Davis thinks it will prompt challenges from Alabama.
I suspect that everyone who has been sentenced to death here will be filing something.
In a statement, Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange says the Supreme Court ruling doesn't affect the state. He says the court upheld Alabama's system in 1995 and declined to hear a challenge last year. We've got a link to that Life of the Law report on Alabama's judicial override system. It's at our website, wbhm.org.